Protests on the 11th anniversary of the start of the Tunisian Revolution that led to the end of the authoritarian rule of President Zine Abidine Ben Ali. On the 17th December 2010, Mohamed Bouazizi set himself on fire in the city of Sidi Bouzid in southern Tunisia in protest at police stopping him from selling on the street. His death started a popular revolt that spread across the country, with millions of Tunisians demanding the resignation of the president and starting the process of transition to democratic rule. Events in Tunisia ignited the Arab Spring Revolution and similar anti-government uprisings in the Middle East countries, including Egypt and Libya. 11 years on, and these Tunisians demonstrated against what they say is the ongoing coup by President Kais Saied that began in July when he froze parliament and sacked the government. Earlier this week, President Saied, who is ruling by decree, announced a referendum on the new constitution to be held next July. But protesters who condemn the president's plans want to return to the 2014 constitution and to have a functioning parliament again. They're demanding new elections and a return to democracy that was so hard won 11 years ago.
The only thing that was clear in the speech was the announcement of elections on December 17, 2022. But on which basis? You vowed to protect the constitution, and now you say elections would take place in 2022. Where is the constitution? Where is the election law?
Police prevented anti-coup demonstrators from reaching the main avenue in the capital of Tunis, which saw the climax of the popular uprising that ended the dictatorship in Tunisia in 2011.
Tunisia's journey as an emerging democracy has been a rocky one. The economic problems that caused the revolution 11 years ago remain. And since then, the country has had to overcome many catastrophes, such as the terrorist attacks in 2015. However, more and more Tunisians are prepared to fight for their democracy despite all these hardships. Protesters today said that they will stay on the avenue until what they call Kais Saied's coup d'etat comes to an end.